You're listening to the Carnegie Tsinghua China and the World podcast, a series of conversations with Chinese and international experts on China's foreign policy, international role, and China's relations with the world, brought to you from the Carnegie Tsinghua Center, located in Beijing. I'm Paul Hanley, the director of the Carnegie Tsinghua Center, and I'll be your host. Today, we're very privileged to be speaking with Professor Su Hao, who is currently out of Beijing in Australia. I will be discussing with Su Hao China's perspectives on the rapidly evolving situation in Ukraine. Professor Su Hao is one of China's leading scholars in Chinese foreign policy and strategic studies. He is the director of the Asia-Pacific Research Center and the Center for Strategic and Conflict Management at China Foreign Affairs University. Su Hao, thank you very much for joining us today. Su Hao, as we're speaking today, Tuesday, March 4th, tensions are continuing to mount in Ukraine after months of government protests led to the collapse of Ukraine's government last week. Russia has dispatched troops to Crimea and tightened its control of the peninsula. Meanwhile, the United Nations, NATO, and European leaders have convened emergency meetings to discuss their responses to Russia's military occupation. The U.S. is threatening to isolate Moscow politically and economically if Putin does not withdraw forces and abide by international law. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on his way to Kiev on Tuesday. Before we dive into the current crisis in Ukraine, I'd like to ask you to give us a bit of context about China's relationship with Ukraine. Last year marked the 20th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Ukraine. Can you describe for us China's interests in Ukraine and the general features of the Ukraine-China bilateral relationship?
Well, as you mentioned, China's relation with Ukraine is very important regarding the Chinese foreign affairs. China, on the one hand, we fix not only the China and Ukraine, it's very important, and China's relation with Russia is also critical importance in the Chinese foreign relations, because keeps the stable relations between China and Russia and China and Ukraine, that's going to be good for the regional stability in within the Commonwealth Independent States area. And number two, because Ukraine is also very important regarding its economic capacity, its geographical location between this Asia and Europe. So in which regard, Ukraine takes the importance of their strategies in Chinese concern. And also, regarding the bilateral relation between China and Ukraine, you know, Ukraine is very important, not only its industrial position, including its military industries, mm-hmm. and also some other important industries, like mm-hmm. the shipping industry, right. Very important for China, right. But also the agriculture is very important for China.
Thank you. Let's turn to the crisis, if we can. As you know, the crisis is rapidly evolving, and the international community is watching with great concern. And many are wondering what China's position is and what China's response will be to the crisis. The latest statement that I saw from the Chinese Foreign Ministry was rather ambiguous, explaining that China's position is both to maintain principles of diplomacy and international norms, while at the same time taking into consideration the history and the current complexities of the Ukrainian issue. So can you help us understand the Chinese government position and the view of the situation that has unfolded in Ukraine since this fall, November, and deteriorated even further since the middle of last month?
Yes, at the moment, the crisis in Ukraine, also the problematic relation between Ukraine and Russia, also the Chinese, facing the embarrassing situation. On the one hand, China and Russia will have a strategic partnership with each other, and on the others, Ukraine is also a critical position in the Chinese foreign relations. So both countries are also very important partner for China. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, at the moment, there's a serious problem between Russia and Ukraine. So it makes China very easy to make the, very clear attitude. In other words, take the side with one or other countries. But I would say that, number one, China do hope to, to reduce the tensions mm-hmm. in this area, not only inside of Ukraine, but also the relation between the crisis between Ukraine and Russia. Number two, because Ukraine, you know, at the moment, you know, Crimea is also the part of Ukraine in a international arrangement, mm-hmm. and Russia, to some extent, takes some military presence in Crimea. So, in this regard, I would say China will take the cautious about that, because it is understandable on China's side, regardless of Russia's concerns, is present in Crimea, because it is historical and traditional relation with them. Now, number two, Russia has its strategic, concern in this area, including its strategic presence in the Black Sea. So it's understandable, China. Another way is otherwise that, you know, it's a part of Ukraine. So regardless of international norms or even international laws, China will cannot, violate this kind of, ignore this kind of the norms or the law. So Russia appeals both sides, especially in Russia, to manage their crisis, should be very careful and should be not violate the international norms. So that will provoke the very strong, opposed from the international community. Mm. So this is Chinese concern, I think. But I think that international community also take the cautious about that, because Russia still has their own, strategic concern or its internal stability. Mm. So if in Crimea makes their very tensions or the tensive points between Russia and Ukraine, so that makes the Russia internally will make the problematic, situations inside of the Russia. So our international community also should respect to some extent Russia's strategic concerns regarding the Crimea.
So, Suhao, you've mentioned the importance of the China-Russia relationship a number of times, and as we know, President Xi Jinping made his first trip abroad as China's leader to Russia in March of 2013, and said that China will make developing relations with Russia a priority in its foreign policy. And on Monday of this week, Russia announced that Beijing and Moscow were in broad agreement. However, China in the past has also consistently opposed interference in other countries' internal affairs. So how do China's interests in this regard factor into this situation with Russia? Will the Chinese leadership accept a military invasion by Russia and interference in Ukraine's sovereignty? Or do you expect the leadership in China to pressure or to urge President Putin to remove Russia troops?
Yeah, that's true. Non-interference is the Chinese principle of foreign policy. In Ukraine's case, it seems that Russia's interference into the Ukraine's affairs, which will take the situation as their objectives to weigh, because, in Ukraine, as I mentioned, that in history, that's a real, part of Russia, and also Russia keeps its very strong tie with Crimea's people. So this is very strong ties between Russia and Crimea. So our entire community, and including China, which takes the other one hand, to some extent, the understandable attitude towards Russia. And on the other hand, we should try to persuade or to appeal to Russia to take the peaceful way, rather than the military way or by means of interference into these issues.
Even if there is no war, Suhao, the Crimea crisis is likely to fundamentally alter relations between Russia and the West. And some believe that Russia and the West may be inching closer toward a new Cold War. What implications would this kind of development have for China as it works with the international community to begin to solve other important issues like Syria and Iran? What are the implications as you see them for China?
Yeah, we already have suffered quite a lot in the Cold War period. And it is fortunate for us already have the Cold War ended. And after the end of Cold War, our international community already has become much better regarding our relations between, the traditional East and the West, and the big powers. So we have very good and promising tendencies regarding our international development. And now I'm now in Brisbane, Queensland of Australia. So this year that will be the G20 summit here.
Right.
So that means the international community already, especially the big powers relations, already becomes much better. So at the moment, the crisis in Ukraine will make some miserable hints that if these issues cannot be resolved rationally and reasonably, that will make a serious problem between not only Russia and Europe, Russia and the United States, and also maybe to some extent some other power, including China, will be involved within this kind of diplomatic issues.
Right.
So I think that our international community could be taking the cautions about that and try to avoid any serious confrontation. So personally, I would say that number one, Western country, I mean Europe or even including the United States, should be taking responsible behavior to maintain the the peaceful situation, do not to provoke, do not to stimulate the ranking parties. Number two, maybe we could take a positive role or constructive role for the both side, Ukraine and Russia. And regarding the Ukraine's case, I would say that it is understandable because Ukrainian people, they need to better life. So our China community could be give the citizen for them and to help them to, to try to create a good situation, economic, especially the social, societal and economic situation, to make the Ukrainian people have a good hope in the future. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we also respect the Russians' strategic concern. Because if too much provoke Russian nerves, that will make the Russians take the, stronger or maybe it's the irrational behavior to make the situation worse. At the moment, I would say that China takes a reasonable way to manage this kind of issue. But it is pretty to me that maybe it's the United States or European countries takes a bit assertive way, So I would say that maybe it's the original community. Should we have the joint efforts or can communicate with each other and also make the joint behavior to collectively to help the situations reduce regarding the tensions?
If Russia is allowed, there's a great deal of concern in the international community about Russia undermining international law with respect to Ukraine. What are the consequences if Russia is allowed to undermine international law? Are there implications for Asia as well?
Yes, at the moment, in theory, or even in the international norms, Russia also makes their problem because they are already appears to some sense the internal affairs of Ukraine. So I think in that good manner, in this regard, our international community should not encourage this kind of tendency of Russian behavior. So we should express our international concern, the concern of the international community to Russian leader, and try to appeal to Russian leaders take a moderate way rather than the radical way to interfere in the internal affairs of Ukraine. And leave the Ukraine people to have their own decision to make the direction of their Ukraine's development in the future. And also to manage their own affairs and their own internal affairs and also their external affairs regarding their, not only their Russia and Ukraine-Russia relation, but also Ukraine and the European relation. So make their Ukraine people make the decision by themselves. Do not interfere too much. Mm-hmm. That will not be a good manner.
And then finally, Suhao, let me ask you finally, whoever takes over in Kiev will have a difficult road ahead, even without the ongoing Crimea crisis. Ukraine faces significant economic problems. Many say it needs $15 billion in new loans just this year. What do you see as the future of Ukraine, in your opinion, and how can Ukraine balance its interests between the West and Russia better? And is there a role for China to play in better ensuring Ukraine's stability?
To me, it is very important that the picture of Ukraine as an entity which is not advance the situation within the Ukraine. That would be the miserable way, not only to Ukraine people, but also to the our ETS community. Our ETS community could be help Ukraine people to take the time gradually to resolve their own problem. Our ETS community should not make much more pressure on the Ukraine. So I would say if the ETS community, ETS situation around Ukraine could be better or moderate, so Ukraine people will take the time step by step and to try to find the right way to enhance their cohesion, national cohesion of Ukraine, so that to keep Ukraine as independent and also as integrated in unity of the nation. So I think that keeps Ukraine's have their own cohesion as a nation is very important for our entire community. And in the future, I do think that if the entire community takes the rational way to manage this kind of a crisis, Ukraine could be keeps their own independence and also integrity.
Well, Suhao, I want to thank you very much for spending time with us today to discuss China's perspectives on the evolving situation in Ukraine. I appreciate you talking to me on the phone all the way over in Australia, and look forward to seeing you back here in Beijing. That's it for this edition of the Carnegie Tsinghua China and the World podcast. I encourage you to explore our website at www.carnegietsinghua.org and see the work of all our scholars at the Carnegie Tsinghua Center. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time.